Welcome to the Stewards of Stoke podcast, an adventure podcast that gets you stoked for the outdoors through stories, interviews with athletes, and industry professionals. Sit back, grab a hazy, and join Matt and Braven for this episode of Stewards of Stoke.
Welcome to the Stewards of Stoke podcast. I am your host, Matt.
And Braven Levine.
What is going on, my dude?
Oh, man. Long day at work here, but finally sitting down with the one and only Amanda Kozlowski.
Yeah.
Runner chick.
Yeah, she's
crushing PRs.
She's pretty cool. She's pretty cool. In Stewards of Stoke news, we've officially had some international downloads. We have hit England, Australia, Russia, and of course a shout out to good old US of A followers.
Yeah, you guys out in Russia, let us know what you think. Reach out on Instagram. I want to know what you guys are listening for.
I'm curious, like, how that works if we get translated into Russian.
I don't know. I don't think I sound pretty good in Russian.
Yeah, I know.
But, you never know.
All right. Let's see. So I made this epic intro. So we'll see if Amanda likes it.
I'm nervous. All right.
So today we are sitting down with Amanda Kozlowski. Amanda is a badass female athlete based out of Colorado Springs. She stepped out of the classroom in 2023-4 to pursue her passion, running. She has competed coast to coast in over 18 states, including Alaska, Hawaii, and New York. She has raced internationally in Germany, Switzerland, and Poland, and crushes her racing category and continually finishing in top five spots. So, without further ado, Amanda Kozlowski, how you doing?
Good, how are you guys doing?
Before we get too far, though, I heard some stats in there, but I didn't hear how many porta potty poopies we've taken over the years.
I don't
that's
think
how, that's how you're going to open this episode.
Oh yeah, all the conversations end in talking about shit or something along those lines.
I am here for that. I don't. I don't think I have a count on that, guys.
No,
I'm pretty sure, but I could tell you some of my favorites for sure.
That's awesome. Or least favorites, I guess.
Or least. Yeah. Oh God, they're doing better though. I think they're improving their quality of sanitation.
The honey sure. bucket crew's getting on it.
Yeah, more the King of Thrones, I think, is what they call some of them.
I like it. All right, so let's get into it. So, trail running, marathons.
Yeah.
Kind of, how'd you get started in all that fun running stuff that we don't do?
That we don't do. Man, my dad was a trail runner, or not a trail runner, but just a runner growing up, and my brothers and I were pretty dead set against anything that had to do with running,
mm-hmm.
Except on the soccer field, and I was not a good soccer player. But after college, I kind of just decided to start hitting the gym with my mom, and running kind of became a thing, and kind of just did it for fun for a while. And then around COVID years, I just decided to put a little more effort into it and started seeing some kind of results in mainly the Pikes Peak Ascent, but then in some other races of just improving times and feeling faster, and kind of just was training myself for a while. And when I got a pretty decent top 20 placement in the Pikes Peak Ascent, maybe not this year, so 2023, I kind of realized that maybe I could get a coach and improve a little bit. And so that's what I did, and decided if I was going to go for it, I had to go part-time at school and full-on send it. So
I feel like, too, like, we've known you for a few years, so it was like we were kind of all waiting for it to officially but like then you finally like made the decision. And was that like, was that a tough decision, or like kind of, I mean, obviously if you can do it, like, it's a no-brainer for sure. But
well, it's kind of hard when you're, because you end up following a lot of people on Strava, and you follow people on Instagram, and you see their successes and how fast they are, and you're like, nah, I'm not really quite there yet. But they also have coaches, and they've been doing it since high school. And so I just kind of thought, might as well go for it. This is the only opportunity I'm going to have. My husband was super supportive, which was a huge piece, because we knew we'd take a little bit of a hit financially. And but everyone was super supportive around me, and so I kind of felt like now was my time to do it if I was going to go for it. So, yeah.
So no, absolutely no background in running before that, like, other than with family, like no cross country, no track.
I did do 2 years of cross country in high school.
Okay.
I say that loosely because it was kind of more just to get better at soccer. Again, which other than being able to run a little faster on the field, that was all I got. So I didn't really, I would say I didn't really, other than that 2 years of experience, junior and senior year in high school, but didn't really go full effort at it. So no background, just kind of started picking it up and, like I said, training myself, kind of listening to some things my dad would say. But then just decided to get the coach, and yeah, he's been working me pretty good.
Did you, I'm assuming you like started working with your coach prior to you going part-time and kind of more focusing on running, or like?
It happened simultaneously.
Yeah.
I think I decided in probably November time of 2023, and just made sure that I could get all of the odds and ends solidified. I didn't want a running coach that was like just going to be another number, because you kind of look at the websites and a lot of them are like, yeah, for $300 a month you get this one email training plan, and like very rigid, you're just a number to them. So I was really just looking for someone who would be more personalized, and happened to come across this guy, and I was like, he looks super familiar, realized he goes to my gym. So kind of made contact with him at the gym and just sat down with him. He's awesome. He's very personable. He gives me training plans. He checks in with me. We see each other at the gym all the time. Very positive outlook, and has a similar running background to me of starting later, like in his 30s. So it just kind of was a good fit to match up with him.
So along those lines too, what do your splits look like, or what does your training split look like? Because obviously you're doing some running, so conditioning, but then you're also doing some strength training too.
Yeah, he has me running probably 6 days out of the week, sometimes seven, depending on if my body's ready to do the incline. I'll put that in there. So 6 to 7 days a week, and then I do throw strength training in there. I also teach TRX at the gym, suspension training. Been doing that for 10 years, probably teaching for probably about five. So the TRX is definitely help with strength training, balance, core, a lot of core. And then I'll put other strength training moves. I'm trying to learn some more targeted for like knee strength and ankle mobility, and
targeting like just specific locations like within the body versus kind of overall.
Yeah.
Well, no specific shout out though, but Monkey Feet, have you ever heard of that?
No.
It's a company, they make this cool little attachment that goes on your feet. It's like a snowboard binding, and then you can attach like dumbbells or something to it. And so it goes on the bottom heel, and then that really targets your knee front and back.
You can lift and
You can do extensions and curls and like hip flexors too.
Oh yeah. A lot of times they like the things I've been seeing are those barbells or the they're not called barbell, kettlebells.
Yeah.
Kettlebells,
you just kind of stick them, but that sounds a little safer.
I'll bring it. You can try it.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Home.
Like, so speaking of like your training, I guess, time and whatnot, like what's your training schedule for like just a normal, like non-preparing for a race time versus like right now you're about to go to Boston Marathon here in a couple of weeks. So are you like at what point pre-race do you start like kind of changing it up and like taking your breaks and all that?
So this week, so we're about 10 days out from Boston. Actually I think exactly 11 days out from Boston. I was like so pretty close to there. This week has started the taper week. So generally in a week, I probably would be running 50 to 60 miles on a non, like tapering week. So the last couple weeks I've been, you know, we get a lot of easy runs in there. And then on Wednesdays are typically a workout run. So speed, hills, inclines, things like that. Sundays are typically a long run when you're getting ready for a marathon. They've been quite a lot, but it's been 18 to 20 mile long runs.
I was gonna say you did what, 20 on Sunday, I think
18, but 18. But then coach has me pushing the pace a little bit, so I had to get some faster miles in the middle. My body was dying a little bit.
I'd be dying after a quarter mile, so
I made sure there were some downhill miles in there with the wind at my back.
There you go.
But it's fine.
Is it hard for you to taper off? Like, do you feel like I should be doing more? You're like, 100%. I hate sitting on the couch, or 100%. I hate being at home. Okay.
Yeah. I think I ran 50 plus miles last week, And this week I'm down to like 32, and I'm sitting there like, I don't think, like, just watching the miles go down a little bit is hard, but I do remind myself. And I don't know who I was talking to recently, but if it wasn't for having a coach, I don't think I would be tapering yet. I would have waited a longer, probably till next week to taper fully. So it's just different mindset learning.
Yeah, that's fair. How do you feel coming into Boston right now?
After, you know what? I had a couple really, like, two of my last long runs before this previous one were rough. Okay. I don't know what it was. Just being on spring break, different things were kind of not hitting well. This last one felt really good. I was trying out some new shoes. Kind of didn't know that was a thing until.
What you wearing?
New Balance Rebels. I've always been a pronator, pushing in. So I've always had to find the shoe that is a little heavier to provide the stability, but these Rebels are light and speedy. Never thought that that was such a thing, but those things propel you. So
I was going to say, Braven, you can, that seems to come up in every episode, you can talk to new equipment, kind of.
Oh, always trying to talk about new equipment.
Yeah.
So New Balance, if you're listening and you want to sponsor somebody, we've got Amanda Kozlowski right here.
Love
my show your shoes off at Boston.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I already bought a new pair of them. I said when these ones are done, I'm getting the same one. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of specific races, go into what is your most memorable race that you've done so far?
Ooh.
Which I know it's been a big year. Past year for you.
It has been a big year. Yeah. I mean, anytime you can break the tape, I would say those are some of the best ones. I was able to do that I'm not going to be able to pull out the year, but I was able to do that in Disney World at a 10 mile or a 10K, which was pretty epic because there were probably about 10,000 females, and I was able to break the tape on that one.
No big deal. Just first place out of 10,000 females.
It was pretty amazing. A lot of them may or may not go to just high five the little characters and stuff, but I said, I said, move, bitch.
Gotta say hi to Mickey.
Oh, yeah.
And plus, you're going from, we're at 7,000 feet down to sea level, so that
you're
probably helps a lot, too, with the oxygenated
blood.
It was
huge. Yeah. Yeah, but I would say Pike's Peak, the scent is probably my top. My biggest goal right now in everything is to be under 3 hours for that. My PR right now is a 3:07, so we're close. That was before I actually had the coach, that I had a 3:07.
For the marathon you're trying to do three, or?
The ascent.
The ascent, okay.
So the ascent is just up. My goal is to get under 3 hours on that, which they say that on the Pikes Peak ascent, that your time on the ascent is very similar to what your time would be for a marathon, which is quite honestly true. My PR for a marathon is 3:13, and my time for the ascent is a 3:07.
And the closer you get to that three-hour mark, the harder it is to start shaving time off, I'd imagine. It's like you hit that 3:07, and it's like, okay, 7 minutes doesn't sound like a lot to somebody that doesn't run, but when you're hitting long endurance runs like that, shaving 7 minutes off is
100%
quite a big deal. Even 2 minutes is huge.
Right.
How long do you have until the ascent?
That's in September.
We just looked it up today.
Was it September 8th or something like that?
I think it was the 20th. September.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. So they kind of play with the weather a little bit. Last year they had to, half the marathon. They didn't let them go to the top because the weather was so bad up there. But
sounds like a normal Colorado 14er day.
Sounds about right.
How are you getting down from there? You go up? Are you coming back down Bard Trail, or do you get a ride down?
The ascenders get a shuttle ride back down.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that'd be pretty rough going the marathoners, 12 miles back down.
Yeah, no, the marathoners do, but that's what they sign up for. I said,
true.
I'm good.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Out of Germany, Switzerland, and Poland, which one would be your top?
Top. Oh, Germany was actually a little while ago. Germany was probably 2019, something like that. So that was definitely not my favorite. I wasn't in the shape I am now. We just kind of did it for... we were out there visiting some family, and they said, hey, we have a race, and so it was fun.
What What, like, mileage was it?
That was a half marathon.
Still, I'm gonna run a half marathon.
I know
marathon.
You just flew in, but you know, you want to go do this half marathon with me real quick?
Off, yeah, it was very cool running. I love Germany, but my favorite was probably Sierre Zinal.
One's that?
So that's Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Yep.
Okay.
It was part of the Golden Trail series, Golden Trail Mountain series of 2025, which is a world series. So I went over to Europe to run in that race, and then a week later went to Poland to run in the Tatra Sky. Unfortunately, that is the year that the storm was horrible in Poland. Mm-hmm. So they started the girls for 7 miles, and then there's a little lightning raining, so they had to turn us around.
Yeah, they just like turned you around and pretty much just called it, right?
100%. Yeah. They're like, find your way down the mountain, which was kind of cool. They stopped us at like this restaurant thing, but a lot of the females, like the top Golden Trail World Series females, were all like hunkered down in this restaurant. So I was kind of fangirling a little bit. It's like, oh, hey, guys.
You're like, I follow you on Instagram.
Yeah, I do. You don't follow me, but it's fine. And we
hi, guys. I'm Amanda.
Give me a follow on Instagram. Yeah. I'm Run Cause Run. But like, I got to run down the mountain with a couple of them. So that was kind of cool. Bummer, super bummer that mm-hmm. race didn't go through.
For sure.
But it was running through the Alps and from Sierre, Switzerland to Zinal was beautiful. Like, I kind of wanted to forget I was competing and just take it all in because it was beautiful.
But yeah, for sure. I'd be tempted to like just stop and get the pictures. Selfie and, know.
I was counting on the photographers to get, and they did.
I was going to say, I remember the pictures you posted right after that. They were pretty legit.
Yeah, for sure.
Would you say that was probably, I don't know how many races you have that have like gotten messed up, but would that be probably one of the few, or?
Very much one of the few. I think I've had three. We had one in Disney World get canceled very long time ago. We've had the ascent get turned around at bar camp because there was hail the day before, and they were afraid it was going to happen again that day. Unfortunately, it didn't, so we could have full ascended on the way up, which was kind of a hard pill to swallow. But
of course.
And then, Tatra Sky was probably the only other one. So out of the probably close to, I'd say over 100 races I've done, I can only recall three that have been
canceled. It's a pretty good ratio.
Pretty good ratio, yeah.
With that, I totally just lost what I was going to ask you.
Take another sip of Red Bull.
Gives you wings. Yeah. Also gives me extra ADHD.
While we're doing it. One of the big things that you see with endurance athletes, you see a lot of influencers and things like that, and you see them pushing all these different supplements and nutrition things. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you supplementing with just on a daily basis, and then also just kind of like on your runs too? Because I'm always looking for new things to try as well, and I'm just curious what everybody's using to stay on their A game and make sure that they're fueled for their ride or their run or whatever they're doing.
Yeah, that's something else I've been really working on, and I'm still working on it being so new to this. My coach has really helped me, like, getting protein in. I'm not going to come up with the exact name of it because I just buy the jar with the green lid, but I think it's organic protein. There may be a little bit more to the name. So I'm having protein every morning. I use Quest bars. He has encouraged, like, post run 15 minutes, like getting more protein back into the system, so using Quest bars just because it's an easy thing to bring to the gym, and then really just trying to stay hydrated, especially during those long runs. I am using Element.
Oh yeah,
have you heard of that?
Oh yeah, we got a couple free packs down in Sedona.
Yeah,
real salty.
But I mean, my favorite is
the Element things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, those are like one of the best but worst tasting things I think I've ever had in my life.
Oh dude, have you? So if you like bubbly waters or like Ahas, whatever.
I'm not that bougie.
Dude, you're fine. So you just take one of those and you mix this in. I'm not a big fan of it in regular water, but in bubbly water, it's great.
Maybe that's the mistake I made then.
I think it is. The problem is when you're running, you can't really put bubbly water with Element in your water bottle because you're like shake weighting it. And so,
it's going to blow up and then give you like the worst indigestion ever.
Don't do it. The other thing I've recently found, and I think the Pikes Peak Ascent had these, was Never Second gels. So those are the ones that I use. I have tried a lot of goos and gels. I had the energy beans for a little while. I don't know if you guys have ever had those.
I haven't, no.
They're jelly beans, but they're energy beans. And they just, they started drying my mouth out a lot. So I kind of switched from those to this Never Second gel. And it's, I've enjoyed those the last couple, probably my last three or four long runs, I've been popping those out. And we'll use it on Boston too.
Will you?
Good.
So. What, like, other than obviously we talked about nutrition and supplements and you got some new shoes. What would like another must have piece of gear for, let's go trail run.
Trail run. Longer trail runs, I would say your Camelback. I think maybe, I don't even know, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I was just using a regular little Camelback, bigger, loftier, and then switched over to an Osprey brand that fits a lot tighter.
Yeah.
Can still get a lot of stuff
kinda
in
like
there.
The harness, yeah. Like the harness version versus more of like the back yeah. Hike version, I guess.
Yeah. Huge difference. I mean, that just takes the weight off and you're not moving it. It's not flopping up and down. It's real stuck to you. So I would say that's huge.
Like, have you done an ultra or?
Are you going to do an ultra?
Listen, when I
see the look in your eye over here and you're thinking about it.
The thing is, I can't ever say ever, never, because when I first started, I was like, 10K is all I'm going to do. And then I'm like, okay, I'll try a half marathon. Okay, I'll try a marathon. So I'm like, there's no way in hell I'd ever do an ultra, but I guess you can't ever say it, never.
Because an ultra is 100K, right?
I mean, I think they consider an ultra anything higher than like a 30K.
Yeah, like anything higher than 30 is what I've heard.
So anything, yeah, so which like technically I guess I've done a 30K because Sierra Zanal was just over a 30K. And then I did one in Utah.
She's done an ultra, guys.
Apparently I have. But I guess I would consider an ultra more of something over a 26.2. Which,
yeah, that's fair. Because like,
I don't know.
Yeah, it kind of. It escalates you to that next level of
however,
not just being a marathon runner.
Yeah.
Well, it's like we were at the film festival. I can't remember which one it was, but I won.
Was it the Atravada?
God bless you.
Could have been.
Is that how you say
it's
it?
One, I won a race ticket to run the rocks in Moab. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this. And the first day it was like 32 miles. The next day it was like 22 miles.
Oh,
and then the next day it was like 36. And the closer it got, I was like, I have got to give this ticket away. I can't do this.
I think that was when you and I went to like 3 or 4 film festivals within like a month of each other.
Yeah.
And then for like a half a second there, I was like motivated and bought, I think, some Salomon trail shoes.
You asked
and
me about
they're still literally sitting in the box.
Collecting
at
dust.
My house. And that was like easily a year and a half ago.
That's
and
awesome.
I was like, and this is why I mountain bike.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to buy the shoes than it is to actually put them on and run.
That's fair.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, definitely.
The furthest those shoes traveled was in the Amazon van.
I think I actually tried them on in the store.
Oh.
Look at him.
That makes sense, actually. Gotta try them on.
Yeah, you know. Gotta try them on, and I still don't think they fit the way that they're supposed to. I guess it probably depends on your location, but road marathon or trail route?
Trail run, hands down. I do the road races sometimes because it's fun to be fast and speed. And some of them, I mean, the local races like your Turkey Trots and some of the ones through the garden, they're good to just
the casual
get out there.
10K.
Yeah, the casual 10K. Yeah, Boulder is a fun one. I've done that one and just kind of like I think your road runs, they can get kind of more fun, like the Boston and have the crowds. But if I had to choose, I'd go trail run any day. So trail race any day.
Yeah, that's fair. What is your dream? We'll do a dream running location and then dream race.
Oh, that probably changes every day. I mean, I wouldn't mind. I don't know. I wouldn't mind being able to get all the world marathons in there. So that would mean I would need Tokyo, London, Berlin, and they just added Australia. Actually, Australia.
In the US?
Going down under?
Yeah, so Boston, New York, Chicago, but I have done those, the US ones. Well, after Boston, I will. But gosh, anywhere in Europe for a trail run would be awesome. I think I tried to get into one in Spain this past year, but gosh, I think that they had 500 spots and 30,000 people applied for it.
Is that like lottery, or is that like how you would like sit in front of your computer and refresh?
Unfortunately, it's lottery. Unfortunately, I don't know which is better. But they also, this one is interesting because the more times you've registered and gotten denied, then the more times your name does get in, so you have a higher chance.
Okay.
Yeah, but that one just looks super cool.
Is that along the Camino?
Maybe. I'm not sure. It's called Zegama. It was Zegama. I feel like it was in the northern part of Spain.
Okay.
But it was on the water. I mean, it looked beautiful in the mountains. But it's also part of that Golden Trail series. And so it just was one. They are also running one around the same time as Boston on the Great Wall of China, which that might be a dream race, right?
Yeah. That would be insane.
I don't know how. I don't even know if you'd consider that a trail run or a. I don't even know what you consider
A brick run, I guess.
A brick run in the middle of everywhere.
Yeah. Sounds great now. Yeah. Doing it, I'd probably be like, what did I just sign up for? But yeah, it sounds awesome. Nuts. Yeah.
Isn't Boston the qualifier potentially for Tokyo?
It could be.
I see you post something.
Yeah. I mean, I have to look a little closer. I feel like you need a 309, which I'm sitting at a 313. So I'm not far off. My goal is to go right around a 3 hour, if not possible, sub three. Just have to make sure the mental is there. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
What was your Boston qualifier, the race?
So two of them, actually. The New York one was the official. The New York one was a little, maybe, I swear New York was it. But then I went faster in Chicago. So if I hadn't have gotten in with New York, I would have then tried again for 2026 with my Chicago time this past year.
You must have had the wind at your back in Chicago.
Hell yeah. Chicago was interesting because I had gotten really funny. That was New York.
Blow some shit.
That was actually New York, guys. I'm not even kidding. From the moment
all food?
I don't even know what happened, but from the moment that line started or the wind, whatever
they
sent
off. Did you
have
too many hot dogs?
No, I think it's because I was traveling, and so my diet was off, and I knew I was screwed because I didn't have my pre-race ritual poopies, whatever, and so I said,
not in the porter potty, or
there was
just
so many
wherever?
No, anywhere. And so I knew, but I was like clocking the miles, and I said, okay, at this mile, I'm going to beeline it to the porter potty. I made it to mile 22, and at that mile, I was like, shit. And so I had to pull off. I swear, I maybe lost 30 seconds because it was ready. And so I just hopped off, ran into porta potty, and then ran right back on.
Saves time when you're not wiping, folks.
Yeah. Ugh. Hashtag, oh, God. You're welcome.
I just, like, I don't know if I threw up in my mouth a little bit.
It doesn't help that we work together, too, with children, so it's fine.
Edit that out. Oh, man. Good times. What's like the rest of the season? Is like a year a season, or like how do you?
I would say a season probably starts right about now, so and goes till like, about October.
Kind of like mountain biking, basically.
Yeah.
What does the rest of your 2025 season look like? Obviously, Boston in a couple of weeks.
Yep. So then we're gearing up for Boston. I already have two races under my belt. Three, because I was in San Francisco at the beginning of the year for a 9 mile and then went to Vegas for a half marathon, went to Salida for a trail run. So now we have Boston coming up, and then there's one in Garden of the Gods called the Take Five. It's a Mad Moose event. Those ones are always fun. So it's half road, half trail.
Okay.
So that'll be in May. Heading actually out to Chicago. At the end of May for the Soldier Field 10 mile, and you finish on Soldier Field, which is kind of
cool. Yeah,
you run along Michigan and go there.
Well, and you're a Bears fan too, right?
Yeah, that was a big part of it too, is we have family out there. And then I'm hoping, crossing my fingers, well, June I also have another Garden of the Gods 10 mile, so that's part of a series that the Ascent is part of. It's called the Garden to Peak series. So that first race will be in June, and then I'm crossing my fingers that I'll get into a Broken Arrow race. I don't know if you guys have heard of that one. It's at Olympic Village in Lake Tahoe. So I'm hoping to get into that 18K.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
and then
fun just for the sightseeing part of that.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Another race to get distracted on.
100%. Yeah, you don't want to. Those races they put on some, like, you think the uphill is bad until you have to go back down. The downhill is hard because
that's
it's
my favorite
so
way to go.
Downhill,
yeah.
On a bike, not running.
Yeah, no. I don't run, so.
I don't want to do it on either. Know. Yeah.
Big knee pain.
Yeah, I'll do bike all day. Yeah. Especially on the downhill.
No, I'd be the one that flips over the bike.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
Yeah, you'd crush it.
You'd run on the trails enough, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't go as fast, so
yeah,
you
but
don't
you
have
still know how to, like, analyze, like.
He thinks.
You can pick a line.
Yeah, you still true. Pick lines and you still yeah. analyze just like you would mountain biking.
True.
So I think you'd be fine.
I have a personal question here. Uh-oh. I've seen you out running quite a few times randomly.
Yeah.
Like I'll pull up next to you and I'm over by U Valley or something and yeah. just roll down my window. I'm like, hey, there's Kozlowski. Like she's putting yeah. in some miles. Yeah. So if you're running around the Springs just for training, mm-hmm. where's your go-to trail or spot?
Yep, 100%. My gym is right at the intersection of 30th and Garden of the Gods, Accolade
conveniently
Fitness.
Conveniently
next to Red Lake Brewery. But yeah, Accolade Fitness, it's a locally owned gym. Awesome place. And it's right at the base of the mountains, right? So
Ute, Garden of Gods, Ute, yep. Red Rocks, not too far.
Both of Ute and Garden of the Gods are 2 miles away, so I'm frequently in there. And then also just even that neighborhood, Rock Rimmon area, has yeah. some pretty nice hills to get in on. Yesterday I was on Rampart Range Road, so just parked at the trading post and ran up there. I'm not as big into Red Rocks. I don't know why I haven't gotten over there as much. I need to. It inclines
24.
Right there. Yeah.
Kills your time when you right. have to sit there and wait at the line.
You're not wrong. We'll play Little Frogger with the cars. the incline's always a go-to, 100%. So.
Oh, that'll smoke you if you don't do that too often.
The incline?
What's your best time on the incline?
Just under 26, so 25.53.
Cooking.
Yeah, that was a good day.
I think my best like time on the incline was when I was in the Army, so I was
oh, yeah,
in shape.
Yeah.
And I think still it was like maybe 30, 31. Yeah.
That's still cooking though.
I mean, it's still pretty good, but like now it's at about an hour onto that one.
Well, they had the incline had their April Fool's Day post with putting the escalator on. That might be more of our speed.
Yeah, that's my speed.
Yeah.
I think you'd be fine on the incline, but the escalator
no,
definitely
you
need more.
No, I can do all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can do just fine.
I'd say the escalator is definitely more my vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. what was I saying when we were hiking up the top, up to the top of Monarch that one day? The chubby kids shred club or something.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to remember what the
Chubby
what the
Kids Shred Club. I
yeah,
like that.
It was like I came up with some acronym that was like, or like dad bods, dad bod
dad
race
bod
or ride club or something.
Bod.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of things that suck too. I know
that
was a weird way to enter that one.
That's what she said.
Well, I always ask people about their injuries, how they overcome their injuries, you know, what was your injury and how'd you get through it?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I've been pretty fortunate that I haven't had any sidelining injuries.
I was knocking on wood.
Yeah, I got that. I appreciate that, actually. I've had different
things.
They
can't see us, Amanda, so I have to narrate.
Oh, it wasn't for me. I thought you were telling me. I was like, yeah, I saw what you did. I haven't had any sidelining injuries. I've had injuries where I've had to suck it up and run, like just pains and stuff. Mm-hmm. Biggest thing I have right now, I would say, is really tight hamstring. So I'm seeing some PT with a guy named Nick Parton, and he has been doing some dry needling, some functional dry needling. He's a runner himself, so his ultimate goal is to be able to keep me moving.
Mm-hmm.
And not make me have to stop, but giving me stretches and things like that, getting massages, making sure I'm rolling, sitting on tennis balls. It's not great. It's not as horrible when I'm running. It's more like that after the math and trying to stretch and stuff. So haven't really had any of those training stoppage injuries, but
that's
I'm
good.
Waiting.
Just the tightness,
we'll
tendonitis,
yeah.
that kind of stuff.
Yeah, 100%.
Which ibuprofen works wonders for.
Yeah. I try and save the ibuprofen for race day.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's, but that's,
you know,
Might be a mental thing, but whatever.
I was going to say, or a kind of like a preference technique.
Yeah.
Could be a mental thing.
Yeah.
So hard, I'm going to ask you a hard question.
22.
Oh, how old are you?
Is that?
I don't know.
How old are you for the listeners? I know you're not supposed to ask women that
question.
No, that's
fine.
Weight, age, all that stuff. But yeah. Like,
we won't ask you your weight. It's fine. We'll just ask you your age.
I don't even know how much I weigh because I'm like, now that I'm putting on muscle, I don't think I want to know because I think it's more than what it used to be. But I'm 38, so definitely older, almost to the master's category, actually. Most people are, I would say most of your top trail runners, people starting, you know, high school, college, and in their 20s, but definitely pulling up the higher end of that.
Crushing it in your age group.
We're working on it. Yeah.
Doesn't matter how old you are if you're still kicking ass.
But back to my question.
Sorry.
Who, you have to pick one, who would be your biggest supporter since you've gone, I guess, full time?
Other than Stewards of Stoke, because we're always in your corner.
Okay, thank you for giving me that. So, second option.
We know
that'd
be your number one. So.
Duh.
Which I know you have a lot of support, too, so that's why I said it's a tough question.
It has to be the number one.
Just give us a top three. How about that?
Yeah. Oh, can I do top three?
Top three. We don't want to leave anybody out.
Okay, because I was going to say my husband's going to get mad at me, but he's mad at me 90% of the time anyway. But I would probably, if I had to pick one, it'd be my mom. Even from the very beginning, she is one who goes with me on the races. She participates in a lot of them as a walker. She's badass. And so, I mean, we are constantly traveling, looking for new races. She's going to Chicago with me. She does the ascent too, which is pretty badass.
Mom.
Yeah, she's crushing it in her 60s. So, and then obviously husband right there to allow me to go part-time and kind of pick up the slack a little bit, and then just full support me and letting me live out my dream.
Shout out to Brian.
And then my dad.
Good old Brian.
My dad is right there. He's a quieter guy. But he is definitely one that is, he asks the questions and likes to know things and gets involved. He volunteers at all of the races that he can that I run in. And so those have got to be my top three for sure. Aside from you guys.
You know.
Stewards of Stoke.
We're good. All right. Do you have any more?
I got one more.
What is it?
I want to know, who do you look up to in the running community? Could be local, could be just international, just people you see on Instagram, whatever.
Yeah.
Who are you looking up to? Who you want to run with one day, maybe?
Well, they're one of our local runners, Christina Massarinas. She's a badass. She is a multi-time winner of the Pikes Peak Marathon. She crushes it on the up, but girl slays it on the downhill. And so she actually goes to my gym. I see her a lot. She's just a cool chick. And she's a little younger than me, but also in her 30s. So that's
cool.
Awesome. Yeah.
A little camaraderie there.
Yeah.
You're competing in the same age classes. And
yeah.
Yeah.
She was also doing some of the Golden Trail series. We didn't ever do any of the overseas ones together, but she's just very cool. She's the one who suggested Nick Parton for a physical therapist and just a good person to bounce ideas off of. Other people that come to mind, Allie Mack is another one. She's a local runner, and she's absolutely badass, too, on the ascent. She's a multi-time winner. I haven't ever met her, but she's just out there all the time. So those are some local ones. And then there's just a lot that I follow through the Golden Trail series that – you just watch them and their routines and what they do and they're eating and just try to mimic as best you can.
I think it's always cool to give people their flowers when you know you can and shout those people out. And I mean, you yourself, it's not an easy thing to stay disciplined to make sure you're hitting your miles because, you know, if you're not running and practicing and getting the miles in, you're going to suck ass on the trail.
Right.
So it's like keeping that discipline is so crucial.
And two, it's not like it's really like just a hobby. Like it is a hobby. It started as a hobby, but it's not just a hobby anymore for you. Like you left your full-time job to like pursue this. So it's like, you kind of have a lot more,
a little more invested in it
than just,
Well, and I knew going into it that it wasn't going to be a moneymaker. I mean, there's money in races gotten a couple times, but I knew it wasn't going to be a moneymaker situation. It was just going to be a kind of living the dream, but you got to full send it if you're going to
Really? Yeah.
Go for it. So
I think sometimes you're a little too humble. You need to branch out and be like, yeah. Hey, I'm a badass. You need to sponsor me because hey,
working
I'm
on
crushing
it.
These races, yeah. Breaking tape, all the great things.
We're trying, right? And I finally wrote a letter. Well, ChatGPT did, but then I.
And then you handed it to me, and I red penned the shit out of it.
He red penned it.
We'll get it. Yeah.
Red penned that.
Hey, I don't even know if he can read. He gave him the letter.
We had to change a word in there because no one could agree on it. So it's fine.
What was the word?
Run versus ran.
But it was like in the sentence. I didn't like it.
Yeah, so he changed it to compete.
I had to bounce it off of a couple other people.
Yeah, but that's great.
We do enough grammar here.
Yeah.
School.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
All right, last question. If your trail running style had a theme song, what would it be?
I love this question.
I've got the runs a song, because that would totally.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, are we talking about pooping again, or are we talking about running?
Like, I love, like, the running, the gotta get off the road to this pooping thing. Oh, man, I knew you guys were going to ask me something like this, and I should have come up with a song.
I'll tell you mine.
Go for it.
I don't know the name of the song, but it's Bon Jovi. The halfway there, you know? When
you're
like halfway through.
Yeah.
In cross country, that's what everybody was singing when you were at the halfway point. You're like,
yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
he says, shut the fuck up. One of the best songs on my playlist, whether I'm trail running or not, and it comes on, is I Like to Move It, Move It, which, have you ever heard that?
Okay. Yeah, I've watched Madagascar. It's there.
Well,
I like to move it,
yeah,
move
there.
It.
Uh-huh. I just think of the monkeys from Madagascar.
Yeah.
It makes you like you're just like. First of all, you get excited because the song comes on. Second of all, when you're going uphill, you're like, this song is stupid. I hate it. Like yesterday, but then coming downhill and you're flying and you're just like, damn into the. I like to move it and you're just flying downhill. So it's great in some cases, but in other cases, you're like. Because I didn't want to move.
Yeah, that's fair.
So maybe I'd like to move it, move it.
I like it.
Okay.
You look like you're ready to move it, on out of here and go on a run.
I'm tapered today, so I only have 4 miles. Ooh. So I'm fine with that.
That's a quick 15-minute run there.
Chump change right there, yeah.
All right, where can our listeners give you a follow and, you know, check out the journey?
I'm on run_cause_run on Instagram. That's probably where I post most of my journey and pictures and things like that.
So. Can you spell that out for us?
RUN_KOS_RUN. Like run for us, run, but run cause run.
Yeah. Just want to make sure there's no Z's in there.
Oh, yeah. You never know. Damn Polish name.
That's fair. Anything else, Braven?
I think that's about it for me.
Cool. All right. Well... thank you, Amanda, for being
a
guest on the old Stewards of Stoke. You're, you know, number 4 supporter, I guess.
I thought you're my number 1, and I'm your number 4. That's fine.
Fair enough.
Fair.
What do you mean you're number 1?
You guys said I would.
We're her number 1 supporter.
Yeah, but we can't be above mom, dad, and husband. Yeah, so
that's true.
I think we could be.
Oh, we are down.
Number 4 podcast, number 4 supporters.
Got it. Understood.
No, we're her number 1 podcast.
Good thing.
Numbers are hard today.
Yeah, numbers are hard today. Whatever.
I'm out.
Whatever. All right. Well, make sure you follow the Stewards of Stoke podcast on all major platforms. Hit that subscribe button. Leave a review. And if you have any questions, comments, want to share some info, feedback, shoot us an email, info@stewardsofstokemedia.com, or just shoot us a DM.
Woo!
Boom.
Pop off.